Greetings, I'm Eugenio here, welcoming you back to our Daily Nuggets. Before I go on with today's topic, I just want to take time to thank you all for being a regular viewer or follower. Some of you have shared my videos on your personal Facebook wall. Thanks to you as well. I also keep some people tagged on this post. If for some reasons you feel I shouldn't include you in the tag anymore, please let me know via private message so I won't tag you in the future posts. No questions asked. As we look ahead to a new beginning, or just simply picking up from where we left off before the crisis, I want us to take some time to reflect on our life. Being in lockdown somehow had affected our lives positively or negatively in a small or great way. Are there things that need to stay the same? Are there positive outcomes you want to keep? What needs to change? Are there things you want to improve on or eliminate moving forward? One of the most important things to consider is how you can stay tuned in to God's timing. Every great accomplishment involves great timing. A successful alley hoop catch requires incredible timing between the ball handler and the receiver. In business, it means good timing in the market, particularly decisions about hiring or expanding. It can mean everything in business. If you sing with a group, I know we all like to sing, or play with a band, you know how important it is to keep in time with the other musicians. Many years ago, a book called The Purpose-Driven Church came out. In the first chapter, the author compares leadership to surfing. No surfer can say, "Come on, let's go make some waves today." Surfers cannot create waves in the ocean. Only God can do that. Surfers wait for the waves that God creates. That means surfers spend a lot of time waiting in the beach. Sometimes they might see a wave and just let it go, knowing it's not the time, it's not the right time yet. Then the surfer sees just the right wave and starts paddling faster and faster, catches the waves, rides the wave, and gets off the wave without wiping out. Surfing looks easy, but in reality, it requires a lot of skill. The same is true in life, friends. You have to develop the skill of timing. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 6, "There is a right time and there is a right way to do everything, but we know so little." There's rhythm in life. Learning to do the right thing at the right time takes a lot of skills. And Christians often call that skill walking in the Spirit. The more you grow as a follower of Christ, the better you get at walking in the Spirit. Sometimes God's Spirit leads you to run faster. Sometimes He leads you to slow down, to walk slowly. For the next couple of episodes, we're going to look at when God usually wants you to speed up and when He might want you to slow down. You can enter the new normal, trying to make your own waves. Or you can learn to see and catch the waves God is making all around you. Let me ask you something. Has your timing in business, decision, relationships, walking in Spirit and obedience to God been just right? Or has it been in wrong timing? Think about them for the time being. you can confirm your responses in our succeeding episodes. And that's it for today. Watch for the next one. We will answer all your questions. Thanks for watching, and may you all be blessed and stay safe and healthy.